part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Carol Price, thank you for sticking around this morning.
No problem. I'm happy to do it.
I'll just kind of let all three of us talk here if we got any questions or thoughts or anything. Ken?
Carol, in your mind, how are we handling corona overall? Are we getting better? Are we getting staying about the same? Where do you think we're at with this?
I think we're doing fine. I'm happy that our schools are in session. I think the schools have had a huge challenge, but I do believe that they are handling it well. We're all being careful, aren't we? But we're not being crazy. And that's kind of how I'm living my life when we think about, I'm of that vulnerable age. And when this first happened, I thought maybe I need to stay in the house and lock the door and not go out. And I did that for a little while. But then now I'm kind of just living my life. I'm trying to be careful when I'm in groups, but I spend a lot of time with people outside. I think we're safer when we're outside. So I think it's good. I think we're making progress.
You brought it up, and I want to touch a little further on it. How much of an adjustment was it for you and for, like, the other parts of the family? How big an adjustment was it for you guys?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon, because Larry and I together have six children, and it's been interesting how each of those families have handled it differently. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people have had to do during this is to respect other people's beliefs or fears or lack thereof. And we've all had to kind of think about, okay, so we did a lot of family Zoom meetings at the beginning. We had a couple birthday parties on Zoom, and those were fun to do. But I think, we have teachers in our family. Some of them are back in school. Some of them aren't. It's all just different.
Is your line of communication a little bit different? Like, the reason I asked that, because I know a lot of people are using Skype. They're using Zoom. Are you guys using more of that now?
We are. We actually are. And I'm not sure. I guess I hadn't thought about ever using it before, but it's actually very nice. I have a daughter that lives in Tennessee. And, we usually talk on the phone, but now we just schedule a Zoom meeting so we can actually see each other. And I thought, had never thought about that before. So I think some really good things are coming out of the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I also wanted to ask you, is that, coronavirus has presented a ton of challenges, but also it's probably given us a few things to think about. Gee, maybe this isn't so bad. Let's go ahead and use this in our everyday lives after this is over.
Right. I absolutely agree with that. I think it has taken some things away from us, certainly. Larry and I haven't been traveling for a year, and we usually travel quite a bit. So it's taken that away from us. But at the same time, it has helped people realize some of the most important things of our lives. And we still have those. We still have those.
When do you think you're going to get a chance to go travel again?
Probably not until the end of 2021. If we're
21?
Lucky, we have a trip scheduled for January of 21, but I would be very shocked if that would actually happen. It's a cruise, and I just saw on the news this morning that Carnival is selling a bunch of their ships, and I think the cruise line that we cruise on is very very stable. And they're going to be taking lots of precautions, but I think it's going to be a while. And, we had originally scheduled a 3-week trip in Italy this fall in October. Well, that's off. Mm-hmm. Will we be able to do that next October? I don't know.
It's kind of a catch-22. Here's a flip a coin. Let's see what today brings, and we'll see if it changes tomorrow.
And that's really the truth. I think things have settled down substantially from what it was, because it literally there was several months when you got up in the morning, you didn't know what the new rule was going to be that day. It changed that fast. So things are calmer and a little more settled. But I think we're all going to be fine.
Yeah, I think so too. Is there anything you'd like to see changed or improved upon on the corona side of things that haven't quite happened as of yet?
No, the only thing I wish we could not have politics in the middle of it.
Amen. I'll that.
I'm a person who I say what I mean and I speak the truth, and I expect other people to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it when people are saying things because they have an ulterior motive, or they're not telling you something because they have an ulterior motive. I just want it. Let's just share.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just share and be honest.
Last thing I want to ask you, where are you at with United Way right now? How's that going?
United Way is going really, really well. We got a few more dollars in today. United Way itself, the overall organization, is great. It's in great shape. It has a great board of directors. I just came back on this last year as a board of director, and then I took on this challenge of the campaign. But the organization is stronger than I've seen it for years. I think it's getting a lot more respect over the last few years than it had for a little while. It's had its up and downs over the last, 20, 30 years. There's always something, there's some new thing that people are upset about or something. But I think United Way is a very strong organization. They have a good financial stability. Uh-huh. And they have a great set of partners, nonprofit organizations that they support.
Okay. Kevin, anything you want to ask?
No, just thank you, Carol, for sticking around and everything you're doing for helping United Way and the community.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carol.
All right,
really appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.
You. All right.
That's the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.